You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Please welcome Lily Peacock for the Green Desk.
So this morning on the Green Desk, I have Dr. Maria Amudian here with me from the University of Auckland, and we're discussing California Governor Derry Brown's recent vow to protect the state's progress in climate change science from the incoming Donald Trump government. He's a known climate denier, isn't he? He kind of said it was a hoax at some point.
Yes, Donald Trump, I think if you look at both what Donald Trump has said during the campaign, as well as the appointments that he has been making in the U.S. government, it's pretty clear that he doesn't think scientifically and he doesn't understand science. And some of the appointments, for example, to the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, he's appointed a guy that was an attorney general in the state of Oklahoma, very pro-fossil fuel industry, protected the fossil fuel industry, had fought environmental protection regulations, and essentially sued the department that he is now going to head. So that tells you one thing. Then you look at who he has appointed to be Secretary of State.
Now, this is controversial, right?
Well,
Rex Tillerson.
Yes. So I would say that all of these appointments are highly controversial. And in terms of Rex Tillerson, so it's a very bizarre, idea to put the CEO of a fossil fuel company in the position of a Secretary of State who is supposed to be liaising with, the rest of the world leadership, in essence, to represent the country. And Rex Tillerson, as the CEO of Exxon, you have to understand, was at the forefront of the climate denial promotion for many, many years. And I don't know if Rex Tillerson had directed that or had pulled it back, exactly his specific role, but the company itself had been funding all of the misleading campaigns about climate change. It just continues to get worse with his appointment to the head of the CIA, also another climate change denier. And so, sadly, even though he has met with people like former Vice President Al Gore, it doesn't seem to have had any effect in terms of Donald Trump being able to understand the science of climate.
Which is worrying. I mean, What we talked about the other day in class with the ambassador, he made a great point about a great leader being able to listen to a range of opinions and then decide for himself from there and be able to take advice. Whereas Trump doesn't sound like he's going to be taking advice from the people who have the best information, the scientists, the climate scientists.
Yes, I think it's a problem if political leaders don't understand science or how science is done. And I think Donald Trump is the epitome of somebody who thinks he knows it all in an area that is as complex as climate science. And this is why, a biologist is not going to try to explain climate science to you, because it's specifically done by climate scientists. It would be like me as a political scientist trying to explain something that had to do with the ocean. I can tell you roughly what I've read, but I leave that to the oceanographers and the marine biologists. They're the experts.
Mm.
Donald Trump is problematic in this way.
So then we come into what Governor Derry Brown was talking about, and he said, we've got scientists, we've got lawyers, and we're ready to fight at the American Geophysical Union Conference, I think, which was in mid-December last year. And he was basically making a point that the state of California was going to continue to fund and continue to research climate change despite Trump not supporting that movement. What can California state do if Trump makes federal policies and federal laws that maybe hinder climate change research?
Well, the way the United States is set up, is that states can run their own educational programs, they can run their own environmental protection agencies, they can pass their own legislation that pertains just to their states, they can continue to fund research within their states that advances either solutions to climate or better understanding the climate. And so Jerry Brown has argued very effectively, I think, that California will continue to be at the forefront of this. And it has been for quite some time. Back in the early 2000s, it was the first state to pass really stringent rules about climate change that dealt with reducing the emissions from automobile industry. They dealt with multiple lawsuits on this. Eventually, the federal government came around. They fought them at first, eventually came around. Of course, often takes having a Democratic administration to come around on these things, because so often the Republican administration does not, they get into this psychological place of what we would call groupthink, which is they convince themselves that they're right, they don't let any counter information in, they don't listen to any of the facts, and they become a little bit arrogant about their own bubble that they live in.
That sounds like an ideological battle. Like, I'm going to oppose you just because we're opposites and I don't really care what you're saying. I'm not going to listen. That sort of sounds a bit like that.
Well, I think we're all prone to that to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a psychological phenomenon that occurs when you surround yourself with like-minded people and don't expose yourself to real information that is factually proven, for example, and it can get people into a lot of trouble. And this, I mean, the psychologists call this either conformity or they call this groupthink. And we've seen groupthink in the U.S. government, even in the Kennedy administration, where, you know, they started to think that they were right and everybody else was wrong. It happens frequently if you don't have the ability to be self-critical.
And I don't think Trump maybe possesses that ability very strongly, which is worrying.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. And I think some of the psychologists have expressed some concern. Of course, they're not supposed to be doing armchair analysis, but some of them have, you know, said, you know, this does not look like a very healthy approach to governance.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a very healthy personality either. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting times ahead, to say the least.
Absolutely. Now, he comes in on Friday this week, doesn't he?
Well, Friday in the United States, which is Saturday.
All right. What a way to welcome the weekend. Donald Trump becomes president-elect. My gosh.
That was The Green Desk. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.